Test 63, Section 3, Question 16. And here we're looking to weaken the argument. And we have this corporation that recently hired people with experience in the bus tour industry. Its executives have been negotiating with charter bus companies that subcontract with bus tour companies. So they've got a lot of ties to the bus companies and things. But T has traditionally focused on serving consumers who travel by air, and marketing surveys show that T's traditional customers have not changed their vacation preferences. So it's saying, yeah, but they've typically been in air only, and their preferences haven't changed. Therefore, T must be attempting to enlarge its base by attracting new customers. All right, so our conclusion is they must be trying to attract new customers, and the evidence is they're doing a lot of things with bus-based stuff, even though they have traditionally been air-based, and their surveys show that their traditional customers haven't really changed. So we need anything that's going to say, no, they're not really attempting to enlarge their customer base by attracting, you know, new people. So now it could be that they give other explanations for why they're doing the bus stuff or something along those lines, but anything that's going to say, no, they're not necessarily looking to expand their base. So A says, in the past, they found it very difficult to change its customers' vacation preferences. If anything, that would strengthen this argument. That would say, yeah, they really haven't been able to change customers' minds. And so, yeah, if they're looking into buses, it's probably that they are trying to attract new ones. Several travel companies other than T have recently tried and failed to expand into the bus tour. Well, that doesn't really go either way. I mean, to some degree, it might weaken if you looked at it in a weird roundabout way, but it didn't really jump out at me as great. So at least one of T's new employees not only has experience in the bus tour, but also has designed air travel packages. Well, that's just so weak that it doesn't really do much. It's saying, well, okay, one of their new employees has experience in both, but that doesn't really tell us that they're not trying to attract new people. D, some of T's competitors have increased their profits by concentrating their attention on their customers who spend the most on vacations. Well, again, it's okay, but it's really so weak. It's just saying some of them have increased profits by doing this, and that really wouldn't change much. The industry consultants employed by T typically recommend that companies expand by introducing their current customers to new products and services. Well, that could undermine the idea that they're trying to attract new customers, because if the company that they're using for consulting typically says, hey, try to market some new products to your existing customers, then it could show that that's what they're trying to do. And so E would be our best answer. It would weaken it by saying, no, they're not necessarily trying to attract new customers. They might just be trying to expand by introducing current ones to new products. And so we'd take E as our correct response.